I need everybody to stay put for just a few more minutes. We are going to briefly interrupt your regularly scheduled lunch for an announcement from the White House. I would like to invite up to the podium Tim Mayle, the Deputy Director for Conservation at the Council on Environmental Quality. Tim?
Thank you, Jamie, and I guess good afternoon to everybody by a minute right now. I know that I'm the last thing standing between you and your lunch, and that in a meeting like this, that lunchtime is really one of the most valuable opportunities to network. But I wanted to take just a few minutes to talk about an action that the President signed today, a new executive order. The White House released just in the last hour an executive order signed by President Obama on invasive species. This is an executive order that updates, doesn't revoke the 1999 order that President Clinton signed, and is really meant to capture some of the things that have been learned over the last 17 years, including things that have come out of your own work. I have to stop and say that this action would not be possible but for a coordinated effort across the federal government, including the White House. In particular, I want to thank Jamie for the work that she has put into this. The leadership from NOAA, from the Department of Interior, from USDA, and Department of Health and Human Services, as well as someone on my own staff, Tabitha Kale, who's with me here today, who all helped put this together. As I mentioned, the executive order is amending the existing executive order. So many of the most important elements of the 1999 order continue. It maintains a National Invasive Species Council. It maintains the advisory committee to the National Invasive Species Council. It maintains the requirement to develop periodic national plans to guide future federal efforts, and maintains a strong focus on collaborating and cooperating with states, tribes, and territories, as well as learning from them, on efforts to eradicate and control invasive species. I'll just really briefly describe, and my remarks will be 5 minutes more, three things that the new executive order does. First, as everyone in this room recognizes, science and technology play a critical role in combating invasive species. Many of you are developing cutting-edge tools and technologies, solutions that will lead to more eradication successes, more effective control efforts, and lower management costs. This EO has a targeted focus on opportunities to apply innovative science and technology. Specifically, the EO addresses agencies to make sure that the next management plan that's developed, and as well as future ones after that, include strategies that foster scientific technology and programmatic innovation. Second, it adds the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, as well as the Council on Environmental Quality and Office of Management and Budget to the Invasive Species Council. Third, it encourages agencies to expand the use of new technologies and practices, the stuff this panel was just speaking about, including open data, predictive modeling, science-based decision making, remote sensing, molecular tools, challenge prizes, crowdsourcing, and other opportunities that help advance the challenge of solving invasive species problems. The second area that the EO addresses is recognizing the role that invasive species play in spreading harmful diseases like Zika, West Nile virus. As you know, pathogens are often spread by other species, for example, like the yellow fever mosquito, that are themselves invasive. And better federal coordination can play a role in efforts to prevent and halt the spread of such diseases. Specifically, the EO expands the membership of the Invasive Species Council to include the Department of Health and Human Services. It incorporates public and animal health duties more strongly throughout the EO. And it includes direction for DHHS to produce a report within 12 months that describes the public health impacts and health costs associated with invasive species. And then lastly, the EO strengthens the focus on prevention, rapid response, and early detection of invasive species problems. All of you know that such efforts are typically among the most successful, effective, and cost-effective in the long term. For example, the success announced just this August that the European grapevine moth had been eradicated from California after first being documented there in 2009. In particular, the EO gives two duties to the National Invasive Species Council. It directs the agencies to publish by 2020 an assessment that identifies the most pressing scientific, technical, and programmatic coordination challenges to the federal government's ability to prevent the introduction of invasive species and recommend strategies to deal with those. It also gives agencies the duty to advance national incident response, data collection, and rapid reporting capacities, and to strengthen early detection of and rapid response to invasive species. An EO like this is obviously a small part of an overall effort, but the signature today of this EO shows the importance of this issue. Just to describe more broadly, the administration has put $2.3 billion into just the fiscal year 2016 budget for efforts to address invasive species. Since 2009, the administration has put $386 million into efforts to keep one set of invasive species, Asian carp, out of the Great Lakes. And on the policy side, 221 species have been listed as injurious under the Lacey Act. The work that you all do is absolutely critical to these efforts, and hope that this this action today helps energize the work that you do in the long term, as well as your meeting with the rest of today. So thank you all.
Thank you, Tim.